our Ask the Mayor public affairs program every Sunday at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, online at WHLC.com. I think this is just the most fun part of the season with all of our Thanksgiving dinners and our lighting of the town. And on the 25th, a big group of people down at the Highlands Rec Park, and we've had to move that from the community building because so many dinners are served.
Steve, I'm a Rotarian, so I arrived at around 9:30 on that Tuesday to help set up. It is amazing what everyone does working together. First of all, Lester Norris and his rec staff, they have the gymnasium covered in a carpet so no one will damage that beautiful varnished floor. Then we had all the tables out. We have 300-plus chairs, and we were putting all of those out. Christy was in the kitchen area getting set up for the food serving and food prep. And then we have so many other groups, like our churches, everyone, volunteers come in to make this a real community Thanksgiving dinner. So it was just a great evening. The place was full. I was wondering, would all of those chairs be filled up? The answer is absolutely, with families, children, old and young alike. So it was just a wonderful evening, and it really is what makes Highland special. I sat down and started looking around. I said, hey, I know all these people.
And lighting up of the park on Saturday, and you did a great job on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on all through the house.
I had to practice. I was worried with that cold temperature how I would do. But yeah, that's always a great annual event. The new decorations that the chamber bought for the downtown area, they're beautiful. This is a special time of the year. I believe the more lights, the better. I don't think you can ever get enough lights for Christmas.
Even though we have a lot of love going around, there are some scams out there, and some people have been getting some phone calls regarding utilities.
Duke Energy put that out, a scam alert. They have multiple scams about their customers, and you know, they have a very big system, of course. But I just wanted to tell people, if you are a customer of the town of Highlands and we supply you electric power, if you suspect something that someone's calling you to scam, call Town Hall at 526-2118 or come by and talk to our clerks at the front desk. And to me, that's the beauty of living in a small town. You don't have to call in to some data control center, you know, something like that. You can just call us up or come by Town Hall, talk to people that you know that live here, and we'll tell you what a situation is.
For the Highlander came out on Wednesday because of Thanksgiving on Thursday the 27th, and there he is. Nice picture of Buzz. Dotson steps down from town board.
Commissioner Dotson, as I've said, will be missed. He's had a long period of public service as a commissioner. We wish him all the best. And his last meeting, as I've said before, will be the December the 11th board meeting. And then he'll continue in his role as commissioner until December the 31st.
Highlands Catchers Land Trust protecting over 100 acres there. This year's conservation's victories.
I was really gratified to see that Lance Harden, the head of the land trust, and his staff and all the board members, they've been working diligently this year to put more land in preservation and land conservation agreement. And I hope that this will continue, because as we develop, as we grow, we also need to preserve. And the land trust does a wonderful job of making sure that that is done.
Pretty much the 20 years that we've been doing this show, and 12 with you and I, you've always been saying, we want growth, but we also need protection of our land.
That's right. We want to preserve what people value here, whether they live here or they're our visitors.
Coming up on December 6th, it keeps coming. Yeah, the Christmas parade down Main Street. You'll be in the fire truck, or where are you going to be driving in?
It will be a surprise. It's going to be, this year, Sally and I are going to be in a vehicle. You hear it now. The mayor will not be passing out candy this year.
Well, I remember when your grandson and granddaughter were just kids and they were having a ball.
I remember when I first became mayor and I was in the parade, and our grandchildren were so small that Sally was holding Henry, who had just been born, in October. Eliza was maybe 2 years old at the time. So, yes, and now they're grown almost. Eliza is in middle school and Henry is too. So I don't know if they'll be with us at this parade because as grandkids grow and everything, they have other commitments sometimes.
I've got some teenage grandkids, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Paving, the budget contract is over. South Street and 3rd and other projects completed.
We have finished the paving for this year. The paving was funded by the budget. So that is all done. This week was kind of a finish-up period where Parker Paving came in and restriped the parking spaces that were lost on 3rd and South and in the parking lot next to Town Hall. I will say this, though, Steve. We've had kind of an aggressive plan to pave and resurface roads now for at least 5 years. We've caught up in some ways. There's some more things that we need to do. One other thing that we always have to do is to go back and redo parts of the sidewalk. And a lot of that is due to the winters where we have ice and snow. Salt trucks come along and they will accidentally have salt on the sidewalk. And what people don't realize, the salt with moisture in concrete, what happens is that salt starts to break down the concrete and you see little holes and pits in the sidewalk and then you see cracks and then it starts to break up when water gets down in between it and it freezes and we wind up having to constantly replace sections of sidewalks throughout the town.
We've got some talented people there at the Highlands Cancer's Hospital. I see in the Plateau's position in the Highlands newspaper on the Tuesday edition and this MRI made out of cans.
That goes back about a month. A month ago, I was in Bryson's shopping, and I saw Robin Neal, Tom Neal's wife, there in front of the canned goods area, and she had a whole delegation of people sitting there talking, and I walked up and made a little smart remark of saying, are y'all planning on having a canned dinner or something like that? And they laughed and said, no, this is for the competition that the hospital puts on each year, HCA across their system. And our hospital has won now several times, and the program is to create a display in the hospitals. And then all of those cans go to helping serve people that have food needs. This year, the MRI and Dr. Bear, that was just really unique. I think they're going to win this year, too. It also highlights the fact that they just implemented their new imaging center that they were working on with construction now for several months, and now it's operative. So I just thought that was a very creative sculpture and display.
And as you pointed out, it's for the healthy foods for a healthy tomorrow. And the contest raised food insecurity awareness. I'm reading for the paper. And winners received the grants for their local food bank partners.
That's right. You know, I have an art background as a retired art professor, and I've judged many art competitions in my career. And if I was judging what they've done, I would give them first place immediately.
Thank you, Doctor. Bear hunters, any kind of hunters. All right, no discharging of firearms.
Was reading in the paper a letter to the editor about bear hunters not being very courteous and coming on people's property. The person that wrote the letter lives just outside the town, but I just want to remind everyone that hunting in the town limits of Highlands is not allowed. So if you see something like that going on, please call the police department and they'll come out and respond. Other article that I read in the paper was by Cynthia Strain of BearWise. She was writing an article again about using good protocols in protecting our bears by not putting out available food sources. I'd like to remind everybody we are a BearWise community. I want to encourage everyone to practice good BearWise techniques. You know, we require everybody to have a bear-resistant toter. We've secured our dumpsters and our street cans downtown just as part of the program. I hope everybody will follow that. I know that there's sometimes incidences of people consistently and putting out food on their property so bears can come and eat the food. That's a terrible practice. It's not good, of course, for the community, and it's not good for the bears because that just emboldens the bears to where they potentially can become very aggressive. Again, if you see someone that is doing that is against town ordinances and state regulations also, and just notify our police department and they'll investigate.
Last couple of weeks, we've had some increased fire dangers because of the lack of rain. We got about a half an inch to an inch in some areas here, so that quelled that.
Absolutely. We were very concerned about the dryness of the forest and the leaves, and that rain that we received was really helpful. And Steve, I enjoy listening to you in the morning, and you have all the local weather monitors that report in the rain level, Fred Motz and all the other guys. And I think that's very helpful. It kind of gives you a perspective of the rain coverage, the temperatures, and everything in the town.
Yeah, Bill Todd there. From Whiteside Cove and Tom Fischel from Cullowhee Mountain.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Tom Fischel, he'll even say, like, well, I got kitten number two came by for breakfast. So it's that's a nice little local feel.
It's called the local radio station.
That's right.
And it's so valuable.
You were pointing out colder weather, of course, comes in, and so much work with Duke putting that third circuit, and we prepared.
I talked to the head of our electric department before coming out to do this recording. That third circuit is now installed. Probably next week, our electric consultant's going to meet with the Duke Energy people, and there's what we call a recloser. There's a part there that has to be put in place, and then activating that circuit. It's just in time because as we have cold weather, we need plenty of power to heat the houses and the businesses in the town. If you remember the big freeze back around Christmas a number of years ago, we had two circuits. If it weren't for our dedication and innovation of our linemen adjusting things all over town, we would have completely blown the network and lost power. With this third circuit, we've got much more flexibility in balancing the load at this time. We're feeling good about that. We can't guarantee anything, Steve, but we really feel good that we've addressed that problem. And then we're getting ready to release award bids on a fourth circuit where a dedicated circuit would come to the downtown business area, and that will complete that plan. We also will have this month some crews out on the south side of town. There's some short runs and upgrades that we will be doing that will help address some of the power issues that we've identified in the south part of town. Some residents say sometimes their lights blink or their power varies, and we think that this crew can come in and do some things that will eliminate those kind of problems. I went through the town yard this week. I drove by the salt bays. They're all loaded up. We've got tons of chat just lined up in the yard. And then I noticed that a lot of our trucks already have the snow plows installed on them. So I think we'll be ready to respond to any winter event during the year. Citizen needs to be prepared too. And here's what I mean by that. If you have a system, if we lose power, charging your batteries, that needs to be in place. I tend to sometimes my wife thinks I'm kind of a survivalist. I'll tend to go and buy a lot of canned goods and bags of rice and all that stuff during the winter. And she'll say, what in the world are you doing? I say, well, if we lose power, we can eat from the cans and cook the rice and beans, and we'll get by.
I thought you were going to say that the town gave you a vest so you could go to work out there with the crews.
Actually, I do have a vest in my truck. I don't use it that often, but sometimes I'll stop and pick up trash or an obstruction. And I should. And then, you know, if we do have a problem, I'll go out and see what's going on. And that's why I have one of the vests. I don't have the new vest. I have one of the obsolete discarded vests.